Well, you know, we've been talking about it for a couple of years, and our member boards have been talking about a couple of years that that we really need to address the supply issue in real estate. You know, because that's what really is impacting housing affordability, and we really want to make sure that that gets addressed. You know, we've been talking about it. You know, it used to be a big city issue. You know, it used to be, you know, you'd watch the national news, it was Toronto and Vancouver, and, you know, you'd sort of tune out for that period of the news. But it really is every community, because people are living, can live and work anywhere now, and a lot of smaller towns are having people moving and relocating. So supply is not keeping up with demand, and we're really delighted that all the parties are recognizing that, and they need to put stuff in their platforms to address it.
David, are you seeing the issues of affordability and availability being addressed, and which is the greater concern, or are they so linked together that they're equal value, affordability and availability?
Well, one leads to the other, and so I think that there's a lot of different things in the platforms that talk about, you know, cost of, you know, everything is important about, you know, whether it's savings plans or whether it's a reduction in CMHC premiums, and all of the things that can assist somebody buying a property, all of them are helpful. But at the root of it all, you know, it's your first economics course you ever took, and that's supply and demand. And when demand is outstripping supply consistently, then prices go up, and that's what we've been experiencing even before the pandemic, and in some cases accelerated, in most cases accelerated when the pandemic started. And really, there's really no end in sight. And, you know, reminding you that, you know, this has happened when immigration has pretty much stalled. And so when immigration starts again, which is so important to this country, we can anticipate demand to increase even further.
We're with Ontario Real Estate Association President David Oikel, who's right in Ottawa. One of the platforms in terms of housing availability deals with what are known as underutilized federal properties. Can you give us an example there and why you think this is a good initiative?
Yeah, I think it's not just federal properties that are have an opportunity to be repurposed. You know, might be a commercial property in a smaller town where somebody's left town, or there's a couple of properties on Main Street that are ripe for redevelopment. And so it really comes down to you know, local and provincial leadership on those kinds of things as well, because the federal, you know, government can talk about those kinds of things. I mean, the federal lands for sure. But really, there's an opportunity to redevelop commercial properties and make them into residential, whether they be and all price levels. I mean, you know, rentals are a big concern as well. It's not just about home ownership; it's about affordable places to live. And if that's rental, then that's incredibly valuable as well. So the federal lands would be a good thing to start, and then put those in the hands of seed the provincial and municipal governments to give them an opportunity to develop, because that's where the rubber hits the road. The federal parties are the federal government can only do so much, but the municipalities in the province have a significant role to play, as you know.
David Oikel is our guest. David, I wanted to ask about the stress test, which has been probably, Brandon and I have talked about this more in this particular season of Homebase than any other time. Are you seeing movement? Are you seeing something positive as presented by the federal parties pertaining to easing the stress test?
Yeah, it's a controversial one, because, I think that, in dealing with an individual client, you know, I can talk as a practicing realtor. I'm talking to somebody who is, you know, able to be, you know, their affordability is now limited by, by an artificially high interest rate that they're not going to have to pay. And so they have, good jobs, good, good credit. And yet the banks won't lend them the money because of the stress test, because it's an artificial rate. So for certain individuals, it certainly is punitive, and is not getting them into the market as quickly as maybe they would, or the right property type. They have to, instead of buying the $600,000 property, they're buying the $450,000 property. So I think that, giving people, opening it up, I mean, some would say that, you don't want to make it easier for people to buy because demand is already high. So, I mean, there's two sides to the coin. But I think on an individual basis, the ultimate test is fairness. And I think that on a fairness basis, people should be qualified on what they actually will pay, not some artificial rate. So I think that's probably where I would fall on that one.
Final question for David Oikle, who's the OREA president. And again, we thank you for joining us, especially 6 days in front of a very significant event for the country, which is the federal election. Whether we need it or not, we're talking about it today. David, are you encouraged overall in your position by what you see, what you've heard, and what you believe can or will transpire?
Yeah, I think that we're very encouraged. You know, coming into the election, you know, OREA does polling to make sure that we know what's going on, and also to make sure that we can, deliver what our members are looking for and what the communities are looking for. And we knew housing was going to be a top three election issue, and not just in Ontario, across the country, which is why the federal parties are talking about it so much. So it's been getting an awful lot of conversation, and we know that. There's lots of talk during an election, and promises are made. But I think that because of the extent of those conversations, I think its issue is recognized and here to stay. So we're confident that the conversations will continue afterwards. So we're really pleased about that because addressing housing affordability is important to us at OREA, and it's important to our economy. It's important to Ontario, and we just hope the conversations will continue because there's a lot of work to be done. But I'm confident it will, and I'm excited that they're all talking about it.